Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
On the line, our special guest on the show this morning out of Mpumalanga, Bushbuckridge, is Exeter Mazibuko. Exeter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and your listeners. Well, thanks.
It's so good to speak to you, man. Listen, I've heard a lot about you. Just to tell us, firstly, you have... you suffer with type 1 diabetes, am I right?
Yes, I have type 1 diabetes. And for you, about 17 years now.
Oh, really? So you've been living with it, and you say there are certain challenges... especially where you are from. I'm guessing it's a lot to do with people don't understand it. You don't understand you're dealing with. You don't understand how to treat it. But just quickly, talking about understanding, let's just take a step back. What exactly is type 1 diabetes?
Type 1 diabetes is where your body doesn't produce an insulin at all. So you have to depend on insulin to survive, which you have to inject every day, the morning and night. But it depends. Some day inject more than 2 times. It can be 5 times. It depends on type of what kind of insulin you are using.
And am I right in saying that is exactly where the problem comes in? A lot of people do you think people even treat it at all?
Say again.
Do you think people even treat it at all? Is there a lot of untreated diabetes type 1 in your area?
No. You're saying, does people treat type 1 diabetes?
Do people know how to treat it?
Mostly they don't know. That's what happens back then. I started to raise some awareness. People don't have idea about what is type 1 diabetes, what is type 2. They know nothing.
And if you don't know the difference, you're definitely not going to know how to treat it at all. But you've become a bit of a spokesperson. You want to help people understand it better.
Yes, I do. I do want to help people understand better.
Well, listen, I must say from the Chemba Foundation, Dr. Nicole Fiolette on the line as well with us this morning. She is near Hoedspruit. Doctor, good morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. So when it comes to diabetes, I think it's and I've dealt with it in my own family as well. It is sometimes very, very hard to understand and even harder to treat.
Yeah, that is definitely. It's I think it's all what Exoda explained. He has type 1 diabetes and only 10% are suffering from type 1 diabetes, and then you really need the insulin. If not, you die quite fast. But if you have type 2 diabetes, which is like 90% of the people in the world that have type 2 diabetes, you can treat it with tablets, but you can also kind of ignore it for 10 years because there are not many symptoms. Then you don't seek help, and then all the complications start, and only after 10 years you get diagnosed and get help. And that's where, we are coming in. We want to create awareness that you have to test yourself to know if you have diabetes.
Because it can be treated. It can make your life so much better for you, but firstly you need to know what kind of diabetes you have, and then of course how much insulin and how to treat it. But that's the understanding. There's a huge lack of information and understanding around it. So I'm very, very happy that a guy like Exeter has become a spokesperson, a supporter of people with diabetes, and that you're backing him as well, Dr. Nicole.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I mean, it is such a big battle. It's the number one killer of South Africa among women.
Wow.
And we really need to create awareness about this disease that is just growing. And 50% of the people living in South Africa are undiagnosed with diabetes.
Sure.
So, we're promoting testing. Go to your clinic or hospital and get tested. It's just a finger prick, and then you know if you have... diabetes.
Doc, can I ask, is type 2 the one that is also lifestyle related? So you can make lifestyle changes as well that could possibly... can you reverse type 2 diabetes?
You can't reverse type 2 diabetes, but it is indeed linked to lifestyle.
Okay.
So you have to, or everyone has to live healthy, be physical active and eat healthy food. But once you get the diagnosis type 2 diabetes, so very different from type 1 diabetes,
right,
you can go into remission for a few years by living healthy. Yeah, but you also need medical attention, medication or some need insulin, but type 2 diabetes as well.
Are our clinics and hospitals set up to deal with this?
Unfortunately not, no. A lot of focus is on HIV, maternal health, and that's very understandable. But we are dealing with a lack of glucometers. We need a glucometer to test you if you have diabetes. At the moment we are struggling a lot to get glucometers. And if you have diabetes and using insulin, you do need to have a glucometer to see how much insulin you have to inject. Yeah. Unfortunately, the hospital do have a little bit of stock, but the clinic, so where Exoda is from, a very rural area, they don't have glucometers, so that's very dangerous.
Exoda, I understand that you started a support group for about 50 people at the local Tintswalo Hospital, where you are. And I read this quote, and I don't know if it's your quote, a diabetic without a glucose meter is like a person walking on the highway blindfolded.
Wow.
Which just goes to tell that you got your head around this.
Yeah.
So much better understanding from your side. And I'm guessing that's why you started the support group. You want to pass this knowledge and understanding onto other people. Am I right, Exeter?
Yeah, you're right.
So am I right in saying that if we want to support you, supporting the support group, what do you need if we had to donate money? Where would the money go? Where can we start with this?
Currently, we have opened a page, a Beggar Party, a Beggar Body page, which you just Google as a Beggar Body, Together for Diabetes. And you can also donate at Chamber Foundation, because I'm currently volunteering there. So, yeah, and on the Beggar Body page, that's where we're raising money to buy glucometers and also for the event that we're going to have on the 15th of November.
All right. So you need to buy glucometers, strips for diabetic community members in need. You know what? In support of your fundraising from the Good Morning Angels Fund, I want to give you 50,000 Rand to get the ball rolling and encourage everybody else, all the businesses, those who can in your area and beyond, to get involved and support this very, very worthy cause and drive of yours, Exeter. And Dr. Nicole, thank you very much for throwing your weight behind this as well.
Oh my gosh, am I dreaming or what?
It is amazing. Thank you so much.
That is just to get the ball started. As much as you're an inspiration and motivation for people in your area, from our side, that's also just to inspire and to get the ball rolling for more support for you, Exeter, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Good Morning Angels. Thank you so much to Jacaranda FM. Thanks so much to Chamba for connecting me with you guys. Thanks. Thank you so much.
You keep doing what you're doing. Exeter, you're an angel in your community. You really, really are. The Temba Foundation, Dr. Nicole, thanks for catching up with us, and thank you very much for raising the concern and for bringing this to our attention. We love to support, but more importantly, love to inspire more support. It's a very worthy cause. Get involved, those who can. Thank you very much to both of you. Good job, angels. Good job. Bye-bye, guys.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I would find that Beggar Buddy of his, or if you want to donate via us, that's also fine. What a very, very worthy cause. Much more common problem than you think.
Mm.
Absolutely. And treating it, yes, it can be tough, eh? It can be so incredibly hard. I'm so glad he is there for people like himself. What an inspiring guy. You go, Exeter.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.